This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, it's Jess at Fat Mascara.
Oh, it's Jen at Fat Mascara. That's right.
What's going on?
At HQ. How you doing?
I know. I feel like we're just, I'm just citing my email address. Yes, we are talking about beauty today. Thank you for joining us at the old FM.
FM HQ. Hi everyone.
Yeah.
How you doing, Jess? Listen, life's changing, huh?
Life is changing. Yes. We are recording and I am mentally shaping up for return to office life.
Are you fully, like, you're going to be in an office 5 days a week now at Harper's Bazaar?
Not 5 days a week, okay. 2 days a week. They are, I guess they're like kind of priming us. So they eventually want
like to ease you back in.
Yeah. They want to get to 3 days a week. But it was funny. I was just talking to a colleague and today she is like, I think she was like rushing me to get some stuff into her. And she was just very frank that like today and tomorrow are filled with beauty appointments.
Oh, so she looks good when she goes back to the office. Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Since I became self-employed right about when it lined up with the pandemic starting 2 years ago, yeah. I honestly think all of my work appropriate clothing might be out of fashion now. It's definitely not Harper's Bazaar level fashion. Like, are you going to go shopping? Well, what's the story?
There's no time to shop. Time to shop, please.
I think you should come back. I've been watching the Dropout with Elizabeth Holmes. Mm-hmm. I think you should come back with just one signature look, Jess, that you wear every day. And that'll just fix that problem.
Well, my signature look has been a black turtleneck. I literally have five black turtlenecks.
Amazing.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's not intentional, but I just like, that has been my go-to, a black turtleneck and like leggings or like little sweatpants.
You know, my first boss when I worked at Sephora, she wore black flare pants. Mind you, this was the early aughts and the flare pant was very hot. You remember the...
They're hot now. Yeah, Are you kidding?
So, and a black turtleneck every day. I think I didn't notice until maybe the third week when I asked one of my colleagues, like, hey, does she wear the same outfit? And they're like, yeah, that's her thing. And I was like, genius. It took me 3 weeks to realize a woman wore the same outfit. And I'm pretty observational, you know? Observative?
I think what's the word I'm looking for? Observant.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm real good at words too.
I think that a uniform is the way to go. I just sort of fell into mine.
It's a classic.
I think I'm built for speed these days, but do you have a makeup uniform?
Oh, you know me. It needs to be mascara. I'm testing a new tuber. As you all know, I'm a tubing mascara fan, and there are not that many out there unless you go to Japan, which I haven't been anytime soon, where they have hundreds of options. Simi Haze, do you know that brand?
I love Simi Haze.
Yeah. They just launched a tubing mascara, so I'm not ready to raise a wand to it yet, but I am trialing it right now, and we'll see if it compares to the Thrive Cosmetics, Kevin Aucoin, Blink. Yes.
Okay. I love they're trialing for Razor Wand.
Yeah, of course. You don't automatically make it into the Razor Wand Hall of Wands.
No.
Should do a special episode, all the Hall of Wands. I'll work on the naming on that. Sure. Don't worry. Jess's face told me that was definitely not what we call that episode. anyway, I got a new black mascara. You got your black turtlenecks. I wish you the best of luck next week as you launch back into regular life.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you'll still be here for our listeners. And we have a great show. You're doing the news. I'll be catcalling the news. And raise a wand.
Catcalling, you mean heckling?
Yeah. Sometimes I call it color commentary.
Is no, like, I'll be like lady.
Yeah. No, I'll be heckling the news. Yes. No, I won't do either of those things. And then we'll raise a wand and get on with our weeks. Sound good?
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get to it. Okay, I'm going to hit you with some headlines today. And by the way, everything's quite positive, I think. Is it?
I like that.
I don't know. It's kind of like skimming. Yeah, okay. Keeping it light, okay? Need to keep it positive. Need to keep it sunny right now, okay? Need a little brightness in our lives, don't you think?
I think, yes.
Don't you think? Jeez. All right. Bobby Brown has something important to tell you. The makeup artist and founder of Jones Road, and kind of a woman who can do anything, it seems, has just launched a new podcast, and it is not her first. We've talked about her other audio ventures, but this one is called The Important Things with Bobby Brown and Anjali Kumar. Now, this is a weekly iHeartRadio original podcast, and it asks the question, how can you lead a life of fulfillment, Jen? The Important Things with Bobby Brown and Anjali Kumar is the name of the show. Now, she says, I'm thrilled to be returning to iHeartMedia with The Important Things, and it's going to explore one of my favorite topics right now, which is how world-class thinkers and leaders constantly prioritize and reinvent themselves. During the pandemic, I know I simplified my life to focus on only what mattered most to me, and I'm excited to hear how our guests have done the same thing and share their collective wisdom with our audience. The first episode is with Gloria Steinem, and future episodes will include conversations with designer Jennifer Fisher, soccer legends Ali Krieger and Ashlyn Harris, philanthropist Christy Turlington Burns, and Jeopardy champion Amy Schneider.
Oh, I'll listen for Amy Schneider. At first, I was like, okay, I get it. And then I got excited about Amy Schneider. Yes. That sounds cool. Good for you, Bobs.
I love Christy Turlington, and I always am interested to hear what Gloria Steinem has to say.
Okay.
By the way, I realized I'm having a little bit trouble speaking because I got my Invisalign wire put in a couple of days ago. So if you hear me all like, that's what's going on. Okay. Sorry. And I can't take it.
Wait, I thought you were done. We just talked to Dr. Cantor last week. Everybody was like thinking you were like done with your journey.
No, but honey, you got to get a wire put in sometimes.
Is it going to stay there forever?
It's going to stay there for a long time. The wire is keeping everything ship shape.
Oh, I never got the wire. Okay.
Yeah.
Sidebar on the news. Go on.
Okay. Well, it's news to me. Okay. Dries Van Noten is getting into beauty. The Belgian designer has launched a collection of 10 fragrances, 30 lipsticks, and some beauty accessories. These 30 lipsticks are 15 satin, 10 matte, and 5 sheers. Okay. They're going big. It's funny because you don't hear about Dries and beauty. But like,
no, I mean, never. Fragrance made sense to me, but a lipstick. Okay, go on.
And they are, this is where audio really fails us sometimes. They are gorge. They
the lipsticks.
Are gorge. The whole line is gorge. Dries is really known for, and if you're not familiar with the designer, please give it a looky-loo. Dries Van Noten, Noten. The patterns are phenomenal. It really is. It's not a designer where you're like, why are people spending this money? It's like the patterns are gorge, and the lipsticks and the packaging, the lipsticks and the fragrance, they really look like something. There's like a there. Okay. So it's a real like kind of statement piece. If you took it out at lunch, be like, what is that? It's really beautiful.
Not a desk lipstick. This is a show it off.
No,
lipstick.
No. This is a purse lipstick. And, you know, bring it out for somebody who really appreciates makeup. Or you can gift it to somebody on their birthday who really loves makeup.
I mean, gift that to me because I can't afford Dries, but I've always been an admirer of the fashion. So now I like that when they do makeup so you can dip your toe into their world, even if you can't afford the main line.
Yeah, but well put. And the fragrances come in really like apothecary style bottles. And each one has a very different bottle that has a real different personality. So some look like, you know, have like almost like a toile kind of look or like a Dutch like plate. And then others are more bold and modern, really gorgeous. The perfumes come in pouches made of unused fabric from the fashion brand. Not the first brand that's done that, by the way. Givenchy did that a couple years ago. There's no plastic foil surrounding the outer boxes made of paper pulp. I do think, by the way, I think we're going to see more brands, fashion houses, using the actual fabrics from the line.
Yeah, the remnants that they don't have enough to cut another full garment from. I like that.
That's pretty cool.
Upcycling, if you will.
Yes.
Changing those luxury codes.
I'm sure we're going to hear a lot of that. And then there's like soaps and creams and combs. Really pretty. Okay.
That's our other podcast, Soaps and Creams and Combs. That's our side podcast.
Now let's slide on over to the business desk. By the way, a couple weeks ago, I said that we needed to revisit the business desk music. I did spend some time with the license-free music software that Jen had. Software? No, more like a service.
Oh, are you reporting back to the listeners so they know you did your homework?
Yeah, because some were like, oh, what's wrong with the music? Listen, I went and I checked it out. I think Jen did choose the best possible music for the business desk.
So, thousands of options.
Yeah, so hats off to Jen. I just want to give Jen some credit. Well done, Jen. Okay, back to the story. Okay, the price of fragrance is spiking. Yes, beauty friends, even fine fragrance is not immune to inflation. According to NPD, the average retail price for fragrances rose by 15% in 2021 compared to 2020, triple the average 5% increase during the prior 2 years. So this is mainly due to a shift toward the purchase of eau de parfum, which have a higher percentage of fragrance oils.
Yes.
Now, fragrance prices that are $175 or more than doubled in unit sales for the year. And like Jen and I, you talk about this a lot. Like every fragrance, like don't you feel like it used to be like, oh my God, only the big guys would like have fragrances that are over $150 or so.
Oh no, that's the price of entry now.
It's so nuts.
I was just talking about this with the guy, the manager of Lucky Scent out in LA. And he was telling me about a line where it's an indie line that was about $70 a bottle. And we both were like, that's a novelty now. He's like, I cannot believe the pricing. He's like, I think it's not just cost of goods and inflation. He said it was like a retail strategy because it makes it seem more indie to have that higher price point. So totally. You feel like you're not going to smell like everybody else, but for like $38 a bottle, you're worried you might smell like everybody else. Mm-hmm. I think now then that means go find the $48 and $38 bottles because that's not what people are buying and you'll be an original. How about that?
I love that. I love that. Cheap and chic. So there's a great quote from Larissa Jensen, who is a beauty industry advisor at NPD. She said that given people's willingness to trade up to more premium fragrances, consumers are exhibiting the high value they place in this olfactive category. I'm not happy about people, you know, like draining their wallets, but it did make me optimistic about fragrances' ability to rebound from...
Oh, it's already rebounded. Yeah, you reported on that at Business Desk a couple weeks ago about sales being up with fragrance.
Can you tell that I, you know...
The big price tag.
Yeah, I take this very personally. So I was happy about that, but obviously unhappy about the, you know, the hit in the wallet. Okay, let's talk now about, we're going to stay at the business desk. Hold on, don't go anywhere.
Okay, I don't need to put the music again. I'm sure everybody's still here with us.
So Shark Tank. Do you watch Shark Tank, Jen?
No, but I always have ideas for it that get shot down by everyone.
Shark Tank's
maybe it's because I don't watch Shark Tank and I need to watch it so I understand what's a winner over at Shark Tank.
It is tough. They will eat you alive, which is, you know, hello, Shark
Hence
Tank.
The name.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what's going on?
So Range Beauty took the cake at Shark Tank, okay?
I love when a beauty brand is a winner at Shark Tank. It makes me happy.
Well, they normally don't survive Shark Tank, okay? So Range Beauty was the first Black woman-owned makeup brand to score a deal on Shark Tank. And Beauty Independent got the scoop. So Range Beauty focuses on makeup for acne-prone skin, eczema-prone skin, but also melanin-rich skin. So it's really all those things together. And It's very much about the founder story. And, you know, the woman who started it, Alicia Scott, she said that she was really, you know, she was a little nervous about coming on because I don't know if you've ever seen this. This is a really classic episode. I've actually seen this. This is like, if you ever watch the clip, go check it out. When Lip Bar, which we know is founded by women of color, when she came on, one of the sharks ate her alive. They called Lip Bar a clown makeup. Like it was terrible. Yeah,
they're not the most plugged in though. From the ones that I've watched about what is hot in beauty. But so she was nervous to go on.
She was a little nervous. The guy called, you know, he called the funky, he said the funky Sheens were clown makeup. But, you know, sometimes they get it right. Sometimes they get it wrong. Obviously in that case, it was wrong. Well, anyway, she got $150,000 for 20% equity. She's getting marketing and retail experience from two of the sharks. And what she said is, she's happy she got the deal, I'm sure. But she said, I'm just really happy that they're expanding their portfolio and trying to be more inclusive and diverse. When you're looking at Black-owned businesses compared to other businesses and the gaps there and how we sometimes have to work four times harder just to get half of what other brands are getting, these type of platforms are what's needed. So congratulations to her.
Yeah, and it got her press too. I was just looking, their foundation sampler, which I love that idea, by the way, a couple shades around your shade to, you know, you buy that to test, already sold out. Like even if the funding hasn't made its way into the brand yet, just being on Shark Tank gives you like a boost in PR, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So Range Beauty, we'll link to that on our Shop My Shelf so you guys could check out their products.
Awesome. Okay, and finally, Jen, did you have a Barbie dream house when you were younger?
I had the Winnebago. I had the Barbie, like the dream house on wheels, if you will.
Why am I not surprised
that
you got
the jacuzzi that had a little air tube with a little bubble.
Yeah, and you push
on the bubble and the jacuzzi made bubbles. And then I had a three-story, I don't know if this was the dream house, but I can picture it like it was yesterday, open-faced.
With the elevator?
You know, like... Maybe that was the dream house? Was the dream house three stories?
Yeah, that's the freaking dream. That wasn't enough of a dream for you? They're three stories.
I don't know. Now they have 52 million styles of homes. They have like probably the Barbie condo, Barbie, you know, high rise.
Yes.
So yes. So I think the short answer is yes. Yes, I had a Barbie dream house.
Well, they come out with the dream house, I feel like, every year. By the way, just use the Barbie condo. I had this one thing that I just have to share because hit me up if anyone else had this. This was like... so clear, like the woman I wanted to be. not only did I have a dream house, but I had this like thing that was like office day to night. So one side was this office and then the other side was an apartment. It had a Murphy bed and it was just like this like single gal in the city's like apartment. And the other one was like her like bad bitch office with like a computer.
That was Jess's dream house.
It was,
right?
I had two of them because someone got me one for my birthday and my parents had me one. So I made it like a complex, like a little city.
A little 9 to 5 Barbie.
Yes,
action.
It was a if I find it, I'll put on our Instagram story or something because it was so amazing. Okay. Anyway, the dream house. I was obsessed with Barbie and please like no comments. Don't at me. I know that's like a fraught subject for a lot of people, but
No. Read my article in Allure that I wrote.
Yes.
Like what was that, a month ago or two? There is a lot of benefits to doll play and they are becoming much more inclusive.
It was so imaginative and creative for me. I would be busy for like 10 hours. My parents could leave me alone. I was just like safely playing in my room. Okay. So I just wanted to live in the Barbie dream house and I don't know. There's a part of me that still does. This is as close as I'm going to get. Net, the amazing, beautiful, chic candle line Net has collaborated with Barbie Style on a candle that evokes the scent of Barbie's dream house. Okay? It is light. Mm-hmm. It is fun. It is in a beautiful pink ceramic vessel. And according to Carol Hahn, who's the Net founder, she says the collaboration candle with At Barbie Style is how they imagine Barbie's dream house is going to smell like. Now, Jen, what would you think Barbie's dream house would smell like besides plastic?
I mean, I know you don't like an aquatic, but I do get an ocean breeze, maybe some frangipani on the wind.
Oh, okay.
She's like the shores of Oahu, like in a beautiful glass home. I don't know. Or Malibu, obviously.
You're thinking, I know, that's where you're
getting
from.
It's a Malibu dream house. So yes,
She's a Cali girl.
I get a floral, little bit aquatic, fresh, airy, light scent. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
What is it?
Well, this is the Net version. Notes of pink peppercorn, leatherwood, roasted chestnuts. You guys are not on the same page. And vanilla.
Clearly not.
I think vanilla.
That's
for sure.
That's Barbie's Aspen Ski Chalet, in my opinion.
This is the absolute confection of a scent that is deep and complex without ever losing its sense of lightness and fun, just like Barbie herself. Well, this came out around in time for International Women's Day. The candle sold out before I could even get my paws on it. But for any Barbie heads or Barbie files, I don't know what we call our peeps, we are getting it back. It's going to come out on March 18th, which is just around the time that you're hearing this podcast. So go to Net, get on the Googs, whatever you have to do, get your hands on it because I guarantee you it's going to sell out. I think this is an amazing gift for somebody who loves Barbie or for yourself. Again, I'm not like...
I will link to that for everybody so they can get their dream house candle.
I haven't even gotten yet. I'm waiting for March 18th. I'm so excited about this. You have no idea. So
what a great collaboration. That's super cool. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. It's time to raise a wand. Okay, everyone, I can't wait to introduce you to Paloma.
Hello, Jess and Jen. This is Paloma. Yes, like the drink, from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a newer listener and I've been listening to Fat Mascara for a little over a year now. And every time a new episode drops, I know I'm going to be able to take a little break from reality and hear you both talk all things beauty. And it's just the sweetest slice of escapism. So thank you for that. Now, my raise a wand may be a little unconventional because it is a perfume, but I know you both are frag heads like I am, so hopefully this will resonate with you. I'm a collector, so it's actually pretty rare for me to make a huge dent into a singular bottle of perfume because I just have so many options to pick from on any given day. But I have to tell you about L'Alix Soleil Eau de Parfum because it really is special. Picture a crisp autumn day surrounded by golden hues and leaves crunching under your feet. You're chilly, so you enter a cozy cafe for a latte and you sit down, ready to unwind for a bit. A few minutes later, when you're sipping your steaming espresso, an elegant woman in a camel-colored woolen trench coat walks in. You've looked up to notice her only because you smelled her perfume first, something alluring and floral and sweet. L'Alix Soleil is all of these things. A sun-drenched but crisp autumn afternoon, the cozy cafe, a steaming frothy latte, and a luscious, unexpected floral. The coffee note is not bitter or strong, but it complements the jasmine in such a lovely way. It really smells like that first waft of air as you step into a cafe as well. This isn't too sweet. It's classy and delicious and elegant and beautiful. This fragrance is sunny and bright while being warm and comforting as well. I think it's really well done. And I think if you do like floral, gourmand, anything with praline or coffee, give this one a try. And I would love to hear what you both think. Thank you so much.
Paloma, I'm going to give you my number because I think we need to talk every day. You are an enchantress.
Right? That one came through on the FM like email. And I was just like, did she just write me a short story and then read it so eloquently and nail a lot of my favorite things in one wrapped up little description?
I don't think I deserve to speak again. Well, if there are women like that out there,
yeah,
I'm done.
I know. I also thought, shall we hire Paloma
hear any other voices, Jen?
For our French pronunciation that comes up so often on this podcast? We like a lot of fragrances. We like a lot of French brands. I'm just going to hit Paloma on speed dial and say, please say this for us. That sounds like a lovely fragrance too. And honestly, she nailed my perfect time of year. Just an experience that I would like to have the scent of all the time. Thank you, Paloma. If you want to share your raise a wand, you know how to do it. Email us at info@fatmascara.com. Call us 646-481-8182 and leave us a voice message with a product that you love. Thank you, Paloma. Jess, shall I go or shall you? Because neither of us is going to be able to follow that with at all any sort of...
Do you even want to talk? I don't feel ready.
I mean, I'll go ahead and we're just going to go right back to the real world. We're going to leave that lovely cafe and its beautiful scents and the sunny, crisp day and go to my dentist's office.
We have to leave Paloma?
Yeah, sorry, Paloma. See you later. Just got my teeth cleaned. As you know, after you finish Invisalign, you get the retainers.
I can't believe this is where you're taking
us. I don't know. Hey, I knew Paloma was going and I was like, well, this is what I'm raising a wand to. Anyway, every 6 months I bring them with me to the dentist because they do this like deep cleaning for me. So this time I brought them and she forgot to put them in whatever they do. And she's like, hold on though, I still have the tablets. Let me give you one of the tablets to take home. I was like, why do I bring these in to get deep cleaned? The tablets are amazing. They're called Retainer Bright. It's not even rocket science. It's like these little effervescent tablets that you put in a glass of water with your retainer, your dentures, your whatever else we learned from Dr. Cantor. You can't take out your V veneers, but all the good stuff. Get them cleaned. Jess, when you get your retainers, you can do this too. Retainer Bright is the name of the tablets. And they took away that little bit of yellow oxidation that happens to plastic. You know how like white sneaker plastic gets yellow over time and you like, is it dirty? No, it's just oxidizing. The tablets help counteract that so that the retainers look clear again, not yellowish. So I raise a wand to that. Paloma, clearly I did not get as much glamour as you have. What do you have? Please give us something better than retainer brightening.
All right. I'm going to bring the glamour back hardcore. It's coming back in a hardcore way. Sizzly Paris.
Are we in the Black Rose world? What are we doing here? What are we doing with Sizzly?
No, we're doing Sizzly Cosmetics. We're going to Sizzly.
Yeah, no.
Sizzly, okay. Sizzly Cosmetics. Okay. So Sizzly Paris.
I always thought that was Italian. No, it's French. So sorry.
No, I didn't know what you meant when Italy, but I
was picturing that Black Rose mask you used to love.
Yeah, no, I still love it. But yes, okay. We're doing their Fido Rouge lipstick. And it comes in a white and gold, kind of like stripey, almost like animal print, like a zebra print package. Now, it's called Fido Rouge Shine Lipstick. It has a balmy texture, but it has major color payoff. The colors are out of this world. They're all sheer, but they have a vibrancy to them. My favorite one is Sheer Cocoa, but I've also tried one that's called Sheer Flamingo. That's great. That's bright. Sheer Coral is really beautiful with spring coming out. I'm going to hit you with the price and you're going to know that this is investment, but I'm going to tell you that this is going to see you through the summer. It's going to see you through the rest of the cooler months because it's so balmy that it's also your lip care. It's $60. It's refillable. The refill is about $40. And what this is going to be that you reach for it and you can't stop using it because it is that lip balm, okay? Mm. This is a luxury purchase, make no mistake, but it feels like a luxury purchase. This is my favorite lipstick right now to reach for where I want color payoff and I want to look good, like bam, like baby's wearing lipstick. But I also want
comfort,
to feel comforting and feel like that. I'm not going to name drop any other brands, but feel like, oh, I'm wearing insert Big Mama brand, you know, like any of the other good ones that you know that like I'm, you know, you're wearing something good. Don't sleep on Sizzly.
I won't sleep on Sizzly. I'm picturing Paloma wearing it with her trench coat and walking into the cafe.
I think Paloma is selling herself short because I don't know if she realizes she is that woman walking into the cafe.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, no, she is. I mean, please, I've recast her in my mind and she definitely wears Sizzly. Sheer.
It's so good.
Cocoa.
Sizzly Cosmetics.
Yeah, Sheer Cocoa because she's going to the cafe, obviously.
Yeah. Sheer Cocoa is
and then
dark.
Home to her Barbie dream house afterwards.
Sheer Cocoa gives you that 90s brown. Just quick aside, 90s brown without looking muddy because it has that luminosity. It's like sheer. Hello.
We'll take that Revlon toast of New York and just like upgrade it times 20. I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that color. I love that like bricky brown that's been
It's a bricky brown.
As you remember when I reported on the fashion shows, which by the way are wrapping in Europe as well. So I should probably come back next week with some trends from that too. Though I expect more 90s to be coming out. All right. Well then, thank you. We'll get our lipstick. You'll have nice bright white retainers. And you'll smell good. And that's the show.
Okay, get your beauty sleep, everyone.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.